Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now is the general manager of these events, the general manager of the Minnesota Twins, Thad Levine. Thad, welcome to the program.
Hey, Thad.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, where are you? We're on the plaza. Why are you not here with us? It's so beautiful.
Well, you know, some of us are up in the office here trying
He's working.
Yes, exactly.
He's in the executive suite. Yeah.
All right. You know. We're playing out here. You should come out and play a little bit because it's really nice out here.
Well, Thad, appreciate you joining us. Aaron Slager's joined us at the top of our show at 3:10.
Great kid. Fantastic interview.
Yeah.
Really excited,
great,
positive, good energy.
Great addition. And he talked about positivity. How is the whole mental game going to pull the Twins, you know, out of the recent slump? And are we now pointed in the right direction? What has been your mantra and other managers, you know, including Molly? What are you telling your players right now?
You know, I think it's an excellent question, and it's something we talk about constantly in these offices, just the fact that you're hopeful that you have the right senior leaders in the club, which we believe strongly we do, and then we hope that they are cultivating the leadership skills and the next wave of leaders for this franchise, some of the young players of whom Aaron Slager certainly could be one of those guys. The challenge I think we face is that some of those methods have been a little bit disjointed this year, as a function of the wealth of injuries that we've sustained. It's time down for guys like Jason Castro, who we lost for the season. Joe Mauer has spent time on the DL. Miguel Sano, Byron Buxton. We were without Jorge Polanco for the better part of the first half of the season. And I think the net effect of all those things has really kind of a little bit torn at the fabric of the team. But we're getting stronger now. I think that's the most exciting part, is that we feel like we've turned the corner. The worst of those injuries is behind us, and we have a chance finally to like start looking at this team, the team that we envisioned playing and competing throughout the season. We still have a few guys yet to come back. Miguel Sano and Byron Buxton, to name the prominent ones.
Well, how are they? Can you give us an update?
Absolutely. Byron Buxton and Miguel Sano are actually performing well right now. Byron's at AAA, and Miguel Sano is still working out of Fort Myers. We are investing in those two guys' future, and I think by so doing, investing in this franchise's future. There's the temptation with both of those guys individually to have them come back a little bit prematurely because they both can compete and keep their heads above water at the major league level. But I think what the fans have seen out of those two guys and what we are demanding out of those two guys is that they be the championship caliber contributors that we know they can be. So there are things that we have them working on now that the coaching staff has really been attentive to, and we're hopeful that if we can lay some of that foundation, those guys can come back up and click on all cylinders and really vault us into contention when they come back to Minnesota.
Thad, can you give us an update on Irvin Santana and when he might return? What's the very latest?
Irvin Santana pitched 4 innings yesterday in a rehab setting. The next outing for him will be in Chattanooga, our AA affiliate, next Tuesday, and that will be a 5-inning outing. And from there, we're really going to evaluate him. The challenge for a starting pitcher who's missed the amount of time that he has is the need to build back his arm strength. So right now, I think we've seen development of his changeup, development of his slider, which has both been very encouraging. And now we just need to give him chances to build back his arm strength so that when he comes back, he's able to give us 6 innings and 90-plus pitches when he toes the rubber.
We're speaking with Thad Levine. He's the Minnesota Twins general manager. Now, the All-Stars are going to be selected Sunday. Who is it?
Yeah,
come on, give us
come
the scoop.
On, just give us anything.
I think despite the fact that the team has scuffled a little bit recently, we've had some great individual performances. I think the performances so far by Eduardo Escobar, Eddie Rosario, to name a few, have really been exemplary. And then on the pitching side, Kyle Gibson's off to one of the best starts of his career. Jose Berrios has really taken a step. And then we've gotten some really nice performances out of our bullpen. Our closer, Fernando Rodney's done an excellent job. Trevor Heldenberger has emerged as one of the younger upside relievers in the American League. So I think there are a lot of candidates. How many we ultimately get on the team yet to be determined, but I think quite a few deserving candidates.
Thad, can you...
You didn't give us the scoop, though, Thad.
Yeah.
We know how you
very,
dodged
very
that.
Very, very
disappointed. Well done.
Believe it or not, they don't tell us until they tell the kind of... They give us about a 30-minute heads-up, so...
Ah.
Let's call Sunday afternoon. We may have some more insight.
All right, I feel better now. Thank you, sir.
can you tell us what might be happening on the trade scene? I know you can't divulge specifics until they actually happen, but the kinds of players you might be looking for, you know, what is the scenario that would be a best-case scenario for the Twins right now to add talent to this roster?
Well, I think right now what you're seeing is everyone's kind of taking each other's temperature. There are a lot of calls about inventory. They're trying to gauge which players may be available in the market, which players may be are surplus to certain players and needs to others. And so it's kind of the feeling out phase of the trade deadline. We're a very deadline-driven business. You know, we as a club are not averse to doing something a little bit sooner than later. But I think by and large, the pace of this usually is very, very slow and then exceptionally quick. So all I can tell you right now is there have been a number of teams that have reached out to us with sincere interest in some of our players, but we have not really gotten to the point where we're pursuing those right now because we're still evaluating what we're looking at on the diamond and trying to be as patient as we possibly can.
Thad, there is a rumor that I may be able to pitch at least one inning tonight. Can you confirm or deny that?
Can you give me a quick breakdown of your skills and ability?
I shouldn't have let him wrap up this interview.
It would be underhand.
This has gone off the rails.
It needs to be overhand.
I need to hear no more. It's been a while since I've done active scouting, but I can tell you may be past your prime.
Thad, it would disorient the Orioles.
Way back.
It would disorient them. All right. Think about it. He didn't say no.
He didn't say no.
I got to be honest with you. I'm not going to think about it at all.
Oh, honesty from the general manager of the Twins, Thad Levine.
That stung, but I deserve that. Thad Levine, GM of the Twins.
Thank you, sir.
For brightening our day. Go Twins. Oh, boy.
There is a man who is never coming back on our show
again. No. He said it like it is. It's
at least
disappointing.
That's okay.
He didn't let me down gentle.
I wonder how many times a day he gets asked, hey, can I pitch?
Hey, yeah.
Can I throw out a pitch?
Put me in there for one inning. Come on.
Funny? Oh, God, well. You are a shameless little boy, but we love you.
Worst you can say is no.
Wait, that's why you're successful, because you asked.
He kind of said no, hell no.
Yeah.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.